There has been a delay in the opening of the Red Oak Pool. Following the Monday, June 1st meeting of the Red Oak City Council, KCSI spoke with City Administrator Lisa Cotter and Mayor Tim Friedhoff, and they give us an update on where we are with finding the leak and possibly opening.
So we have the leak is too severe to just be able to open and, you know, kind of keep refilling it. So last week we had, and we've been waiting for probably 6 weeks for ACCO, who would help us do pressure testing and various things. You know, obviously there's pools all over the Midwest that are also trying to open, so there's only so many humans to go around from that company. So he showed up last week. We were able to dig out a hole where we thought that we heard sounds that would indicate a leak. Unfortunately, that did not come to be the case. So for those of you that have been at the pool, there's a little set of steps that goes into a 3-foot area right in front of the, that you would be, if you walked into the pool, you'd walk into where we usually float that shark. And there was nothing there. So then we were able to get pictures during construction from our engineers at JEO that helped design the pool. We did that on Friday and kind of sat and looked at, based on where we know that the water stops decreasing, which is like somewhere around that 17 to 20-ish inches below the gutter. We know that there's two other main spots that have pretty big pipes that would be at that level. There's obviously a lot of pipes below that level, but the normal science would tell you that wherever it stops, it's got to be around that level. So one of those is by the diving board, and one of them is over kind of where the old pool started and the old pool ended and the new pool started, kind of where they connected that zero depth area by the slides on the east side of the pool. So today and yesterday we are digging out the concrete there, and then there's a special kind of vactor trailer truck type mechanism that, instead of trying to hand dig highly compacted gravel out in a confined area, it sucks it out so that you can get at the pipes better.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping that we will find a leak in those two locations. If it is the case, we can repair the pipe, get the gravel put back in and lay concrete, fill the pool, get the chemicals aligned and get it approved and get it open. If those two spots do not come to be where the leak is, I don't know what we're going to do. It obviously can't just bail on the pool, but it's super hard. There's a lot of pipe and a lot of concrete. So
best case scenario, if it were found today, 2 weeks out?
Yeah, probably.
Best case scenario. How long have you known about the leak? I mean, is this something that...
You know, it's hard to know. Like, there was a slight indication of a leak, but nothing severe enough last year that you would start digging up all the deck. Yeah. And then, obviously, you know, you usually try to fill the pool. Our goal was to have it filled near the beginning of April. And then as soon as we filled it, it dropped significantly as soon as it got at the top. So as soon as that happened, we called ACCO. And
so you've been chasing this for a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Trying to find them.
I mean, we really waited for probably 4 to 5 weeks. We did as much as we could for, internal staff doing pressure testing and things like that, but nothing came to be.
Stay tuned to KCSI. We'll keep you updated on finding the leak and opening of the Red Oak Pool.